question, how can a Bible printed in the 21st century tell me what really happened 21 centuries ago? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, what do you say to those who claim the Bible has been constantly changed over the years?
John, it's a bit like that game, you know, where the message is passed from one person to the next.
Right, right, and it becomes hopelessly scrambled. Hasn't the same thing happened to the Bible?
John, it's not as if each generation copied their Bible from the previous generation. The copies of the Bible we have today, they all go back to very early copies of the text.
So a closer analogy would be a game where everyone gets the message from one of the first few people, rather than just passing it along each time.
A much better analogy. The copies we use to translate our Bibles today are early enough to give scholars great confidence in the accuracy of the text. Even those who don't believe what it says can't reasonably argue the right people didn't say it. For example, the New Testament was written in the first century. We have portions of copies beginning to appear from the beginning of the second century and complete manuscripts from the middle of the fourth century.
Wow.
This is without equal when it comes to studying historical texts from the ancient world.
Mm-hmm.
It's not unusual for several hundreds or even thousands of years to stand between the original date of writing and the copy we hold in our hands. Sir Frederick Kenyon, director of the British Museum, spent a lifetime studying the Bible. He came to this conclusion. The interval then between the dates of original composition and the earliest extant evidence becomes so small as to be in fact negligible, and the last foundation for any doubt that the scriptures have come down to us substantially as they were written has now been removed.
Powerful stuff. Thank you, Alec. And I invite you to check out Alec's website, reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.